Welcome to mindfulness meditation of the body and breath. So this first meditation links to every meditation tradition that begins with a daily practice that helps to focus a scattered mind. The most common way to start is just by focusing on a single object that's always with you. The movement of the breath and the body. Why the breath? Firstly, the breath is something that you probably take for granted, despite the fact that you cannot live without it. You can live without food for weeks, without water for days, but you cannot survive without the nourishment of that breath. The breath really is life. So there's an important way in which the breath does not need us to make it happen. The breath breathes itself. If it was up to us to remember to breathe, we'd probably have forgotten a long time ago. So tuning into the breath can be an important antidote to the natural tendency towards believing that we have to be in control. Attending to the breath reminds us that the core of our being, something is happening that depends very little on who we are or what we wish to achieve. Our breath provides a natural, gently moving target to focus on in meditation because it grounds you. It's in the here and the now. You can't take a breath for 5 minutes ago or 5 minutes time. You can only take the breath for now. So our breath can be a sensitive monitor for our feelings. If you can sense more clearly when the breath is short or long, shallow or deep, rough or smooth, you can begin sensing your own internal weather pattern and choose whether and how to take skillful action to look after yourself. Finally, the breath provides an anchor for your attention so that you can see more clearly when your mind has wandered, perhaps when it's bored or restless, or when you are fearful or sad. During even the shortest meditation on breath, you may become aware of how things are for you and, returning to the breath, let go of a tendency to fix things straight away. The breath opens up a different possibility, that of allowing life to live itself for a while, to see what wisdom emerges when you don't rush into putting things right. This can be an important antidote to emerging feelings of anxiety, stress, and unhappiness. So to start our meditation today, just settle in a comfortable position. You can, of course, lie on a mat or a thick rug, but sitting on a chair, a cushion, or a meditation stool. If you're using a chair, it's best to use a firm, straight back chair rather than an armchair, so you can sit away from the back of the chair and feel that your spine can be self-supporting. If you sit on a cushion on the floor, it's really helpful if your knees can actually touch the floor, although that may not happen at the beginning. Just feel free to experiment with the height of the cushion or the stool until you feel comfortable and firmly supported. Just find a posture that is comfortable for you, which allows you best to maintain your sense of being fully awake for each moment. And we always allow the back to adopt an erect, dignified posture, neither stiff nor tense, but just comfortable. And if you are sitting on the chair, have your feet flat on the floor with your legs uncrossed. I invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable. But if not, just lower your gaze so it falls unfocused a few feet in front of you. And if you are laying down, just allow your legs to be uncrossed with your feet falling apart away from each other and your arms lying alongside and slightly away from your body, just so the palms can be open to the ceiling. As long as you are comfortable. So let's bring our awareness to the body, to the physical sensations. Just focus your attention on the sensations of touch in the body, where it is in contact with the floor and with whatever you are sitting or lying on. Just spend a few moments exploring these sensations. Now focusing your attention on your feet, starting with the toes. Just expand the spotlight of attention so it takes in the soles of your feet, the heels and the top of your feet, until you are attending to any and all of the physical sensations you become aware of in both feet, moment by moment. Spend a few moments attending to the feet in this way, noticing how sensations arise and dissolve in awareness. If there are no sensations in this region of the body, simply register a blank. This is perfectly fine. You're not trying to make sensations happen. You are simply registering what is already here when you attend. Then we can expand your attention to take in the rest of both legs for a few moments. Just allow your attention to attend to the right leg, to the left leg. Just notice any sensations if they arise, and if they dissolve. And then bring the spotlight of attention to the torso area, from the pelvis and hips up to the shoulders. Spend a few moments attending to the torso in this way. And then we travel with our attention along the left arm, then the right arm, and then the neck and the head. Just spend a minute or two now resting in the awareness of your whole body. See if it is possible to allow your body and its sensations to be just as you find them. Maybe explore how it is to let go of the tendency to want things to be a certain way. Even one brief moment of seeing how things are without wanting to change anything can be profoundly nourishing. So now we're going to focus on the sensations of breathing. Bringing your awareness to the breath as it moves in and out of the body at the abdomen. Notice the changing patterns of physical sensations in this region of the body as that breath moves in and out. It may help to place your hands here for a few breaths and feel the abdomen rising and falling. You might notice a mild sensation of stretching as the abdomen gently rises with each in-breath. And perhaps different sensation as the abdomen falls without each out-breath. As best you can, follow closely with your attention so you notice the changing physical sensations for the full duration of each in-breath and the full duration of each out-breath. Perhaps notice the slight pause between one in-breath and the following out-breath, and between one out-breath and the following in-breath. There's no need to try to control your breathing in any way at all. Just simply let the breath breathe itself. Now, sooner or later, and usually sooner, your attention will wander away from the breath. You may find thoughts, images, plans, daydreams, anything coming up. Now, such mind wandering is not a mistake. It is simply what minds do. When you notice that your awareness is no longer on the breath, congratulate yourself because you've already woken up enough to know it and are once more aware of your experience in this moment. Simply acknowledge where the mind has wandered to, and then gently escort your attention back to the sensations of the in-breath, the sensations of the out-breath. The mind will likely wander over and over again. So each time, remember that the aim is simply to note where the mind has been and then gently escort your attention back to the breath. This can be very difficult, as you may find it frustrating that the mind seems to be so disobedient. And such frustration can create a lot of extra noise in the mind. So no matter how many times your mind wanders, allow yourself on each occasion without any limit to cultivate compassion for your mind as you bring it back to where you had intended it to be. See if it's possible to view the repeated wanderings of the mind as opportunities to nurture greater patience within yourself. And in time, you may discover that this quality of kindliness towards the wandering mind brings a sense of compassion towards other aspects of your experience. The wandering mind, perhaps, could be a great ally in your practice, and not the enemy you suppose it to be. Try to continue with this practice for around 8 minutes or longer if you wish. Perhaps reminding yourself from time to time that the intention is simply to be aware of your experience in each moment At best, you can use the sensations in your body and breath as anchors to gently reconnect with the here and now. Each time you notice that your mind has wandered and is no longer in touch with where you are and where you intended it to be, remember that breath is there always. Enjoy. Namaste.